Hello, and welcome to episode 98 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of. Now, wait, before you go into it, I remembered what my point was last week for Fairy Tale.
I
remember
us having that, but I couldn't remember what it
was. I couldn't remember the point, what I wanted to bring up, because it was strange. I really like the narrator in Fairy Tale.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of interesting, right?
Yeah,
it's not something that's usually in anime, especially not something that's in anime, but for a long period of time. He kept coming back.
Right, I mean, and I like the fact that he was explaining everything. Anytime something new came in, he would explain it. So you didn't have a lot of exposition going on. The narrator was there for it. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was really interesting and neat for the show. That's why I wanted to bring it up just in case.
Yeah, no, that was really interesting. That's a good one to bring up. Yeah. He was good for times to pick up on little things, let you know about little things so you might not have heard of.
Like different places and different, yeah.
Whereas like an opening, like quick scene to show you things, you're probably not going to pay attention. Like, oh yeah, I saw that.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I just wanted to bring it up because I remembered, and I've been holding on to it for a week now. So, anyway, go into this one.
All right, so last episode, we spun for category G, Girls Bravo. And I'm going to read the wiki real quick, well, at least part of it. It's a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Mario Kaneda, serialized from 2000 to 2005 in Shonen Ace. Became an anime. It aired in Japan as an anime from 2004 to 2005, 24 episodes total. So that's weird, because our first season was 11 episodes. So I wonder if they split it between...
Wait, what did it say? I wasn't paying attention.
24 episodes for total.
For the first season?
No, 24 total. Okay, it didn't say first season. There we go. We're good. So it must have been 11 episodes and then like 13 for the second season is what I think it was, actually. Because we did click on the second season. Because there's Girls Bravo on our list and then Girls Bravo 2.
Yes.
So I'm pretty certain when we clicked on it, it said 13 episodes. So... I think this is something that doesn't normally happen. We were talking about this when we watched the first episode together. You know how some animes, especially the older ones, will have like an image on the screen for a commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Like Dragon Ball did it. This will say it does an image and it says first season, which we thought was odd, really pretentious that they just assume they're going to get a second season. Before they made it, they must have been greenlit for a second season.
Oh. I mean, it does make sense that it would be like a 22 first season because it just ends. Like, yeah. In the middle of nothing.
No, like, there's an episode, things are happening, and you doesn't feel like it's wrapped up in any way, shape, or form.
No, not really at all.
Which is something I was going to bring up later on. Before we go any farther, that's enough for the wiki. Nothing really important besides that.
Okay.
There is children nudity in it.
Oh.
In the last episode.
Yeah.
So, my score is going to be a bad score for this, because I didn't want to fucking see that.
Yeah.
Now, in a hentai, I guess you could assume it's part of the genre, I guess, but... This isn't a hentai. This is an anime. It had nudity in it.
It sure wanted to be a hentai.
It really did, especially towards the end there. But yeah, I didn't want to see that, so I'm a little upset about that. And the character depicted is probably 6, 7, 8. It can't be that old.
Yeah, they're
very short, very small.
She's a typical loli character in this. I mean, she's from another world, so who knows what they actually aged her, but it's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse, especially when the character has the mentality of a small child. Constantly playing games.
We essentially got a hentai before the hentai episode.
Yeah, a little bit. Super softcore, mind you, but still.
Yeah, I mean, this was bad in a lot of ways. Bad in that way, but it's just a bad anime.
It is really bad.
This just reinforced my hatred for harems.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah,
And most harems don't even go this far. Like, most harems don't even actually show nudity.
No.
This had nudity at the get-go. The funny thing is, for the first two or three episodes that had nudity, they didn't have nudity for a few episodes, which I thought was really weird.
No,
It showed a lot of skin, but it didn't actually show nipple, which is what they did in the first couple episodes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. I was actually looking at it. I was looking for it, which sounds bad, but since this is what this anime is made about, you know, I got to grade it on that.
Okay.
I graded it on that. I don't really like it per se, but if you're gonna do it, do it. Whereas Queen's Blade, it was there.
Well,
and they showed it all the time.
Queen's Blade knew what it was.
Yeah, I don't think this quite knew what it was.
Queen's Blade knew it was... It's supposed to be scantily clad and stuff like that. But it had the backdrop of a fantasy to it.
Mm.
Like a tournament. It had trappings of an anime. Whereas this one, you can't throw something like this into a comedy genre and expect it to work. Because nothing about it was funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
There was some of it was funny. Like,
no.
Like, when the all those girls were chasing him in the first episode.
Oh, fine. The very first episode, we laughed once or twice.
There was a few one-time laughs in a couple of episodes. But that's it. But there wasn't a lot of it. Like, the things they thought were funny were not funny at all.
Oh, of course. But that's every comedy.
But no, I mean, like...
That's almost every anime, mind you.
No, I know, but this one was particularly bad with it. So, before we even go further, premise, get it out of the way.
There's a boy. I don't remember any other names.
I don't know why the boy's even in it.
Yeah, he's fairly irrelevant for the show, to be honest. And, well, this boy, whenever he touches a girl, or comes in close contact, I think is the actual wording they use, but it's really whenever they touch him, he gets hives.
I'm surprised they animated that every time, too.
That was something I was going to bring up later, but yeah, they did a really good job with that, except for the second to the last episode. They f***ed up in one scene.
Did they?
In every other scene, they were perfect with it. It was in front of the ghost house, or I can't quite remember what house it was or what specifically it was, but he was supposed to have hives, and they gave him hives, and then he's standing still, and they chose a different camera angle, and he didn't have them.
Oh.
And then they went back, and he had them. So that was the only time they screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive in detail. I will give him that.
And at a distance. So, like, if he's in the distance for the camera, he still had him.
Yeah.
All the time. So.
As long as he's.
They did that.
But there's only one girl that doesn't give him hives.
And she's from another world.
And she's apparently. Which, there's this other world that plays no part in this whatsoever. It's there
no
for, like.
Role.
It shows up in a couple episodes, but it's only to get more girls into this kid's house.
It's just plot. For plot.
Yeah, it's pointless, really.
If you know what Watch It For The Plot is on Reddit, and that's what this is. You're watching it for that. It's, TJ doesn't know. Watch It For The Plot is a subreddit. You know what a subreddit is? It's a forum.
Okay.
It's called Watch It For The Plot. It's, just clips of celebrities getting naked.
From the movies.
So it's kind of like, it's the plot and the actual story, but there really isn't a story of them in the other world. And it's for... The quote-unquote plot of getting more naked women into his world.
Oh, I see. Yeah, pretty much. That's all it was for.
Mm-hmm. Well, he goes to take a bath, and was there a girl in there, or did he fall through the bath? I think he fell into the bath.
What happened was his neighbor, Kyrie, in there taking a bath. And
he walks in, oh no.
He didn't realize she was there, because of course not. And then she kicks him in the face, and he falls into the tub. And ends up in this other world.
And when he falls into the tub, he, like, pretty much, you know, transports
right
to the other world. Into a bathtub with a pink-haired girl who's naked.
Yeah, I mean...
And his neighbor was naked, by the way.
Almost every opening to this anime has naked girls in it.
Yes, but like I said, there's quite a few episodes where there weren't actual nudity, which was surprising.
Our definition is...
My definition of nudity is nipple or vagina. Or asshole.
Mine
sorry
is,
to get vulgar there, but that's what that is.
You've said worse on the show. Mine is just not wearing clothes. That's
fine.
That's the definition
of
nudity.
That's just risque.
No, it's nudity. That's the definition of it.
A girl can walk around without a t-shirt on, but if she's got hands on her breasts, she's not nude.
She's still naked.
I guess she would be nude, but she's not showing anything.
It wouldn't
be shown in a bikini, which is considered clothing.
Okay, yeah. But
that's not nude.
But if not wearing any clothes, it's nudity.
You're nude, but it's not showing nudity.
That's not the point. That's not the definition of the word. So when I say naked, you always quantify it with different things.
Anyway. Yeah, so everything's bad about it. He goes to the other world. Hijinks happen. He comes to back to his world with the pink girl in the pink hair.
When he's first in that world, because this other world apparently has... All men are pretty much...
There's only a few men.
It's rare to have men in that world. So it's a world consists of women, which makes no sense whatsoever. I don't know how they sustain a population.
And there's a lot... It's not like there's a few. There's a lot of women.
Right. But they all chase him.
Yeah, they all want him.
So
and they're all very clear about what they want from him.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, because it's a different twist on a harem.
It's a little bit of a different twist.
So, but if it would have... It would have probably been a better anime if it all...
If they had stayed there.
Right.
And they had to, like, lock him down and keep him away.
Yeah.
That or if they tortured him and just, you know, farmed him.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not
that could
happened.
Have been a really good psychological, like, really mind anime where he's, like, stuck, held captive from the government, and they're just milking him, figuratively and literally.
But no, they did the what's the saying? Fish out of water story. Mm. Not with him, though, but with one of the pink character girls. She goes to Earth and, you know.
And with him and
right.
Hijinks. She doesn't know anything about Earth, even though
but
things
gets,
should be the same.
It gets weird at times, because she has magical powers, that lets her explode things every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
But, like,
it's never really
in important. One episode, she drinks alcohol, and then there's a thousand of them, and they're all zombies.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, well.
Before that, there was an episode where she wandered to the market to
I wanted to bring this up.
My God.
This was...
It was so explicit.
It was...
I felt dirty.
It was porn.
That was porn. I felt dirty watching
they
that.
Just... This one guy's talking about his bananas, like not real bananas.
And he's going on about how, you know, no one really eats bananas anymore, but I got all these extra bananas, and he's like, yeah, you can have one.
And they keep cutting from him back to the girl who's on her knees, eating a banana.
And, like, blowjobbing it.
Yeah.
Hardcore. And then eventually eats it.
Like, licking it and everything and else.
Sucking it, pulling it in and out
and
of her mouth.
And then they show her swallow at the end.
Oh, my God.
It is so...
It's extremely explicit.
It's like... What are you... And it's not like it's one scene. They keep going back to her. Like, it's four times. And it's the same animation every single time. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous.
It was bad. Yeah, I didn't like it. Then when he's done giving his speech, she's gone.
Uh-huh.
And the bananas are all
gone. All the bad. And she has, like, the metabolism of, like, perfect metabolism. Yeah, because she just eats and eats and eats and eats everything to the point where...
Generic anime, but it's weird for the woman to have it. Usually it's the shonen protagonist.
But it's to the point, though, that if the one in that zombie episode we were just talking about, that she could destroy the world by eating all the food in the world. It's really, really bad. But
that was... There's two scenes that were extremely explicit. That one, and then the scene in the last episode where you also saw the naked 8-year-old or whatever. Where they had the ping pong match.
Oh, yeah.
And if what's her name lost?
Kiri, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only name I remember.
That's the main character's roommate.
No, neighbor. Well,
neighbor, but roommate, essentially.
No, neighbor. She actually lives in a different house. They show her
She's
leave.
Just always there.
She's always there because he has hit. The other girls are living with him.
Yeah.
All the alien girls are.
Well, she's having a match with a pervert. Then if she loses. She has to give him a full body massage, which essentially is just her being naked and humping him, which is what they showed.
Yeah, I mean,
and it looked, was like, ooh, wow, like, I didn't expect that.
There is that one scene where she's imagining it, like, she's just disgusted by it, but it looks like full on sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's naked.
And she's naked, and she's humping the shit out of him.
Yeah, it's.
It's I mean, she's humping him. He's laying on his stomach, and she's on his back humping him. So
there's that. No, the scene after that where she's in the skirt
with her tits out, and he's naked laying down.
Yeah, it's okay. This was wow.
It showed a lot more than I thought I would have saw. I thought I would have saw some nudity and some groping, which there was plenty of, but that was a bit more in that in the banana scene,
right? And then there's also black magic and shit in this.
Yeah, so that's there's another character, a blonde girl who's rich, and they couldn't. I feel like they didn't want to animate another character because normally you don't merge two different types of characters. She's rich, and she's the rich girl that can buy anything she wants, but she's also a witch.
Yeah,
like normally you would separate those into two different characters.
I guess.
But they didn't. Whatever. Not that it matters. That's the smallest thing.
She's the sister of the pervert. And I don't want to move past the pervert because he is...
He's a little funny. He's an asshole. He's a rapist.
He's a rapist?
He's a little funny, though.
He is... He sexually harasses every one of them.
Every woman.
Every woman.
Like, I think except for the blonde little girl. Did he?
No.
Did he?
He's a pedophile, too.
Well, he did with the little... Fucking squid thing they turned into a woman.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not the
they did to her, but he was actually he wanted her, but he was slightly respectful. He didn't actually grope her, he just picked her up and fetishized himself over her.
No, he was going in for a kiss at one point.
I know, he did go in for a kiss, but he didn't get it.
And, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I know, but he didn't act. What I'm saying is, like, there are scenes where he's full on got his hands under these girls' clothing, grabbing their tits and going for, you know, their vaginas. And
yeah,
shit.
But
he didn't do that with that one character. So I was surprised about that. Is all I'm saying.
But no, he is. He is full blown. Oh, he's on a list.
Yeah, he isn't even now.
Oh my God, he is so bad.
What's semi interesting, and I mean semi, is that he has the opposite of the main character's issue, where if he touches a man, he hives up.
Yeah, but they barely bring that up.
They barely bring it up. But the one part that I felt was funny was when he was going after the main character's love interest, who isn't really his love interest, the girl with the pink hair from the other world, and the main character. Instead of, like, trying to fight him or run away, he just touched him.
Yeah.
And it was a good moment.
Yeah.
The one good moment in the whole show.
And that's the thing. Like, the pink hair girl, you think is the love interest for...
You would think that, but then his next door neighbor
seems to be really... the real love interest. Yeah, but she's the one. But she keeps giving him hives, and the other girl doesn't. Mm.
Normally in these types of harems, there's a clear love interest, and all the others want him, but he doesn't want them.
Right.
And even if he doesn't really show interest in wanting the clear love interest, but there usually is a clear love interest, and this one is kind of muddled. And it's between the two.
And it's even muddled even more with the neighbor, Kyrie, because the bodyguard of the blonde hair witch, the girl bodyguard, like, is in love with her, too. They have another love interest there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's more of a stalker.
That was a little funny when they went to their mansion.
Yeah.
And there was a ghost. What the heck was going on in that episode?
The sister is a black magic person. She can raise demons and stuff. She was experimenting and freak ghosts in that world.
So all kinds of crazy stuff was happening. But there was the one girl that was feeling up hard, like about to rape the next door neighbor girl.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, tits out, underwear, like she's about to rape this woman.
Uh-huh.
It was something else.
This show is something else, that's for sure. It's just there for the sex, really.
Yeah, essentially.
And because the plots take secondhand. You think there's comedy plots? They think they're comedy plots, but they're not.
That's a good way to describe it. The comedy plots they wrote, they thought they were comedy, but they're really not.
Really not. Because, I mean, the pervert was not funny. He was, like, scary at points.
I thought the one part was funny, but that wasn't really him. That was more the main character utilizing his weapon.
But the one girl from the other world, the shy girl, is terrified of him. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, she's scared of men in general, but extra afraid of him, because as soon as she meets him, he's trying to f*** her.
Yeah, it's...
Trying to rape her, I should say.
Like, it was a whole plot point.
It was.
And then we only watched 11 episodes of it, because that was all it was for the first season and the thing that we have. And then it ends on a freaking Hot Springs episode. Two Hot Spring episodes. It's like, you're not even trying. These are OVAs. That's what these are.
Yeah, there was, I mean, what little story this anime has, those last two episodes didn't have it. It was just, this is what's happening so we can show you tits.
Yeah. It's just, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't watch it. There's nothing good about it. The voice acting is terrible, especially the main character. He's got this pussy, and I'm sorry to say it that way, pacifist, whiny little boy voice, and he's supposed to be 15, 16, something like that, and it's, you just want to punch him. It's so annoyingly bad.
But his
voice, and all the other voices are bad, but his is really...
His is not the worst. The little girl's voice is the worst.
There you go, yeah.
The blonde hair little girl.
The one like that showed naked. The little girl.
Yeah, and they're in a hot springs, and all the other girls are naked, but they're all their breasts are in the water, and she's the only one they're showing at the...
She stands up naked.
No, she's leaning back, and she's the only one they're showing naked in these scenes. It's ridiculous. It's like, why are you showing this character like this? It's ridiculous.
Completely. I mean, so much of it's unneeded, but specifically that, extremely unneeded.
Yeah, that, it's, oh, I don't get it.
Neither do I. All of it's bad. The art's not that great. For 2004, it could have been better. It could have been better. It wasn't great.
I don't think people are watching it for you.
The music was terrible. It was the same two songs over and over again.
I'm saying none of that matters because I didn't notice any of it.
I noticed it.
I couldn't, I was just trying to, I didn't finish it till today.
So normally I'll finish like the last couple episodes a couple hours before you get here, but we ate dinner super late. My father-in-law was in here and I'm like, I can't watch this in front of him. Like, get the fuck out. I can't watch this in front of you, bud. So when he got out, I literally finished the last episode 5 minutes before you walked through the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I watched it earlier today because I actually forgot I had to watch it. That's how bad it was.
I had most of it done until yesterday. It was upsetting.
No, I mean, I only had like 3 episodes left to watch, but I completely forgot that I had to watch those 3 episodes, and I was like, oh, shit.
So, what's your rating? Yeah, I'll give mine. If it wasn't for the child nudity, I'd probably give it a 4 for harem. But with the child nudity that I really didn't want to see, it's a 0. I don't want to see it. It's not like I'm choosing to watch a hentai that might have it in there and that's my choice. It's legal, I get it. It's not an actual depiction of a child.
We don't do zeros, we do 1 through 5, 10.
Point 1.
It's a 1.
You could say it's 1. What did we give Kwikaze?
This is the only thing along those lines so far where it depicts children.
The Unmistakable Machine Doll. Well, you didn't see the OVAs for that. Was really bad. Where it was like,
sure, but what point did we give Quikaze? I can't remember.
Well, I gave it 2 or 3 because it was written decently, but you gave it a -2.
Well, yeah, I'll give it a 0 then. If I gave that a -2, I can give this a 0. But like I said, if it wasn't for that, it was 2 or 3 times I showed it in the last episode, very short scenes. They could have cut that out or just put the steam over her, and it would have been better. If it wasn't for that, probably a 4. But with it, 0.
I mean, it was automatically going to lose a point. I usually automatically take a point off from mechs and...
The comedy.
No, mechs and giant monsters. Mm-hmm. But harem's on that list, too.
No, you just added it.
No, because I always had it, but we have not actually got a harem before.
Yeah, a lot of the animes are pseudo-harems. There's 2 or 3 women that want them.
Right.
That's essentially a harem. It's just not a whole group.
We got a couple visual novels that seemed like harems, but there wasn't, like, it wasn't, like... It
wasn't like this.
It wasn't a tagged harem where it was designed to be a harem. Mm-hmm. This is the first designed to be the harem, so it didn't come up before.
The only other issue I would say is for a harem, I mean, I don't really know what harems are supposed to be, mind you, because it's not like I watch them, but I would expect some sort of development between the main character and 1 or 2 or 3 of those harem girls.
Yeah, this guy
And was... there was no development at all. He didn't want them.
He didn't even need to be there.
Yeah.
Now that you bring him up, I did find another thing was funny. When they were in the mansion, he got lost in the maze. Mm-hmm. And then those girls were hunting him, and he had post-traumatic stress from the maids hunting him. So when they went back later, that came back, and he was still like, oh. They're coming to get me, they're coming to get me. That was a little funny. It has a few little moments.
But they're brief.
Yeah.
Brief.
But it's down there in the worst 3. Like, the other 2, Quikaze and Unbreakable Machine Doll, where they have those, it's unforgivable.
Yeah, you can't.
It's unforgivable. Can't forgive it. Mine's a 1, because that's the lowest score I give.
Alright, so what else was in G?
G. Oh, crap, I didn't even think to look.
You want me to pause it?
No. I can do this. Gossick.
Gossick.
Ghost in a Shell Standalone Complex.
Gundam 00.
No, that was your pick.
Okay.
But we can put that in there. It's a G. But there was one more. I don't remember off the top of my head. But I got the book here, so I can just go back and look as I continue to stall. Let's see here.
Gossick, Gundam 00. Oh,
Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories. What was the other one?
Gossick Double. Ghost of the Shell.
Ghost of the Shell.
Yeah.
So, Gossick, Ghost of the Shell, Ghost Stories, Gundam. Huh. Ghost Stories is not something I want to watch. It was too many episodes. It was 24 episodes. It was too many.
I already have my order.
Gundam for me.
I know it's Gundam for you.
Gundam, Ghost Stories, Gossick. What was the other one?
You missed Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell, and then this one, Ghost Bravo. I knew what I was doing. I my mind wasn't quite catching up.
Mine is Ghost in the Shell.
I'd rather watch 24 episodes of Ghost Stories before I watch that again.
No, I would rather watch Ghost in the Shell. I actually liked Gossick a little bit, so Ghost in the Shell, Gossick for me. Mm-hmm. Begrudgingly, Gundam 00, Ghost Stories.
That's not last.
This.
All right, you ready to spin?
Oh, sure. Let's spin for the terrible anime we're going to get this
category.
Time.
It's just not a lot of good things in H, guys.
But there's a lot of things in H.
High School of the Dead's in there, which is cool.
Yeah, but there's so many H's.
Or some H's, you ain't going to get it, though. And Heroic Age, I think. Heroic Age. Ooh, let's see. Watch it have big titty anime girls on it. Don't you want to bet?
Up, down.
I can do alphabetical order. That's a dude.
It's 26 episodes, though.
God. Son of a bitch. We always do that. That's how we do it. We click on it, look at the box art, scroll down to the episodes, f*** the forward.
But at least the tags are adventure and science fiction.
Oh, yeah, you know, adventure science fiction. Yeah. It looks a little older, probably 90s from the box art, but who knows? I've been wrong on that.
Nah.
Answering the call of the gold race. All the sentient races launch into space. The human race is the last to launch, and are thus known as the Iron Race. Much time has passed since then. Humanity is threatened with extinction at the hands of the more dominant silver race. In order to save her people, Princess Something
sets out...
Dianera?
Yeah, sure. Sets out on a journey to a galaxy far away. Galaxy far, far away. They really should have put that in there.
Yeah.
Following the prophecies of the gold race handed down by the royal family. Then, lots of commas, she meets a boy named Age. Age, really? Their encounter will change the fate of the universe.
I'm guessing Age is heroic.
Oh, God. Heroic Age.
Yeah.
That was a good pun.
Anyway, yeah, I guess we're going to be watching 26 episodes. God damn it.
See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.